KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 28 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy here today with a high of 45. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Give them a call at 641-745-5253. Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate says it's important for people to vote in today's city and school election. The polls are open now until 8 p.m. Local election results will be posted as soon as the results are available. Here on KJAN, we'll also have the Cass County results on air. The results will be on our news page at KJAN.com and our social media sites, Facebook and Twitter. Pate says city government is the most efficient and effective level of government.
Who's going to decide how to make sure your neighborhood is safe? How many policemen, wherever they be, that's local government. You're going to have a fire department that's going to be there when you need them. When you talk about key things like streets, you know, hey, you may take them for granted today, but I guarantee if you ever have a trash problem, you're going to call your city government and want to know where it's at.
Especially in smaller communities, Pate says it only takes a handful of people to decide an election.
More local races are impacted by a smaller number of people than you can imagine. 10, 20 people could push an election one way or the other. And so it doesn't take having thousands. If you spend some time just looking at your phone contact list and making some calls, you could be the impacting force who got someone elected to one of these positions.
Every year there are local elections that are decided by single digits, or in the cases of a tie, a name being drawn out of a hat.
We have many elections are that close where you're doing that are won and lost by 10, 20 votes, more than most candidates ever wanted to have happen. And that's here in Iowa, and then you multiply that to us across the country. So every vote counts, and we want to make it as simple and easy to vote as we can, and we're going to make it as hard as we can for people to cheat.
Besides winning elections to the Iowa legislature in two separate terms as Secretary of State, Pate won municipal elections in November of 2011, or 21, that is, and 2003 for mayor in Cedar Rapids. In Southwest Iowa news, sheriff's deputies in Page County on Saturday arrested 37-year-old Jonathan Lynn Gray at his residence in Shenandoah. Gray was arrested on a Page County warrant issued Friday for violation of probation. He was transported to the Page County Jail and held on a $1,000 cash-only bond pending future court appearances. Authorities in Page County are asking for your help in locating a handgun that was stolen from a pickup truck late last month. 53-year-old Christopher Allen Selby of Shambaugh appeared at the sheriff's office on October 29th to report his Taurus 45 ACP semi-automatic handgun was missing. Selby was not sure exactly when or where the handgun was stolen. He said that he kept the handgun in his pickup, and the pickup had been unlocked at several locations. Authorities entered the weapon as a stolen in the nationwide database. Anyone with information about the stolen handgun is asked to contact the Page County Sheriff's Office at 712-542-5193 or your local law enforcement agency. Page County Sheriff's Office yesterday said they're investigating the theft of a tractor and wagon from rural Clarinda. 59-year-old Mark Christopher Holt of Clarinda reported Saturday the theft of a 1990 John Deere 4455 two-wheel drive tractor he owned and a green 605 Parker wagon owned by Hunter Farms, LLC. The tractor and wagon were stolen from a field near Highway 2 and V Avenue. The wagon was empty. Both the tractor and wagon have been entered as stolen nationwide. The incident set off a string of other people reporting that their tractors were stolen. All of the others were recovered and appeared to have been stolen from one location and then left at the next location where another tractor was stolen. The John Deere tractor and green Parker wagon was still missing at last report. Page County Sheriff's Office is asking for your help in recovering those pieces as well as solving the crimes. And again, anyone with information is asked to contact the Page County Sheriff's Office at the number I just mentioned or your local law enforcement agency. The Union County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 25-year-old Melissa Marie Shin of Creston was arrested late Saturday morning. Shin was taken into custody on a Union County warrant for failure to appear to serve a jail sentence. On an original charge of driving while barred, she was being held for Union County and the Adams County Jail. The Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday said that six arrests took place and one injury accident was reported over the past few days. At around 7:35 a.m. on Monday, 53-year-old John Anthony Welch of Omaha was arrested at the Mills County Jail on a controlled substance violation. Just after 1 a.m. Sunday, 20-year-old Jacob Dean Hummel of Emerson was arrested for OWI first offense and possession of alcohol underage. Early Saturday morning, 33-year-old Kyla Danette Gall of Council Bluffs was arrested in Mills County for OWI first offense. And at around 10:20 a.m. Saturday, 58-year-old Brian Paul Speck of Silver City was arrested for OWI first offense. Last Thursday evening, 30-year-old Dustin Ray Ahrens of Red Oak was arrested on a warrant for failure to appear. And Thursday night, 28-year-old Shailia Kozad of Council Bluffs was arrested in Mills County for possession of contraband on 4 warrants for failure to appear. Her bond was set at $25,000. Authorities said also one person was injured following an accident, and around 3:30 p.m. Friday, 31-year-old Garrett Wiley of Mineola was driving a Nissan northbound on 221st Street just past Ashton Road when he failed to negotiate the curve on the wet surface. His vehicle went off the road and struck a tree. LifeNet helicopter transported Wiley to the UNMC in Omaha. The Pott County Sheriff's Office yesterday issued a report on recent arrests. Among them, just after 9 p.m. on Sunday, 64-year-old Deborah Ann O'Hara of Council Bluffs was arrested for public intoxication. At around 4:20 a.m. Sunday, 32-year-old Joshua Wolcott was arrested following a traffic stop on I-80 in Council Bluffs after his vehicle was observed all over the road and had cut through the median into oncoming traffic. Wolcott was charged with driving while barred, habitual offender, and OWI third or subsequent offense. At around 1 a.m. Saturday, a traffic stop for speeding in Neola resulted in the arrest of 29-year-old Zachary Robert Masker for OWI first offense. Last Friday night, 72-year-old James Bernard Zimmerman was arrested for driving while barred, habitual offender, that is. Friday afternoon, a man being held in the Pott County Jail for attempt to commit murder was served with warrants for violation of a no-contact or protective order. 41-year-old Jerome Daniel Sr. was being held on $25,000 bond in the jail associated with the attempted murder charge. Friday morning, 24-year-old Anthony Michael McCoy of Avoca was arrested in Pott County on a valid warrant for driving while barred. And finally, 41-year-old Tony James Miller Jr. of Missouri Valley was arrested Friday morning at the Pott County Courthouse for burglary in the third degree, non-vehicle related. His bond was set at $5,000. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, firefighters are investigating after a body was found in a burning home in Northwest Iowa Monday morning. The Spencer Fire Department said that they were called shortly after 10 o'clock Monday morning to report of a structure fire with an occupant possibly still inside. Once on the scene, firefighters made entry into the home where a primary search found that a closed bedroom door. A search of the room revealed the origin of the flames and the body of 72-year-old Lawrence Benlin. Fire crews spent about 3 hours at the scene and were able to contain fire damage to one room, with smoke damage seen throughout the structure. A man has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for fatally stabbing his roommate in Sioux City. Court records show 39-year-old Almi Saeed was sentenced Friday. He'd been charged with second-degree murder in connection with the October 28, 2018 slaying of 40-year-old Guled Noor. The jury convicted him of a lesser charge of voluntary manslaughter. Prosecutors say Saeed stabbed and kicked Noor after an altercation broke out at their apartment. Saeed is also known as Abdikar Sharif. And the Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation says it's buying Clover Woods Camp and Retreat Center from the Iowa 4-H Foundation. The Natural Heritage Foundation said in a news release Monday that it's made a deal for all 1,011 acres along the Des Moines River in Boone County. The price won't be disclosed until the closing later this year, though. The 4-H Foundation was formed in 1949 to build the camp. It's split into separate villages, including a ropes course, climbing tower, a swimming pool, and some 20 miles of trails. Iowa 4-H Foundation Executive Director Emily Savarade has said the needs of 4-H participants and their families have changed, and they now prefer camping options closer to home. She says the foundation will focus more on camping and other outdoor activities at the county and regional levels. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Give them a call today at 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.